There is a knowing that comes when you have transcended thought. There is an awareness that wasn't there before in the natural state. It's a regaining of the natural state, but the regaining of the natural state that also all ancient civilizations speak of, the myth of the golden age that exists in India, in almost every civilization. You have the myth that there was a time when humans lived in peace and happily. The world was a kind of paradise. You have the same myth expressed in the beginning of the Bible. So there must be there's an ancient truth there. There's a natural state that humans lost. Those humans who didn't lose it don't need, they are fine. But it is the destiny, the evolutionary destiny of consciousness is for humans to lose it and then to regain it. And that's where we are. And so, in some ways, you will look to humans who are still trapped in thinking when you live aligned to the present moment, don't compulsively label things, don't no longer a walking story, you become quite simple. The need to be special falls away, you become very ordinary, because you don't need to project a sense of specialness anymore and attempt to find your identity in there, because you are in touch with the preciousness that is the essence of who you are. So you don't need to seek a specialness in form anymore. So there's what a freedom that comes to us now of not needing to be special anymore to get some sense of who you are, to become ordinary. You have that beautifully expressed in the Taoist sages, the whole Tao Te Ching, the Chinese Book of Wisdom, is all an expression of ordinariness, to be ordinary, not to project yourself and wanting, needing to be someone. Happy to be no one. And that looks quite foolish from the point of view of our civilization. And people may look upon you as nobody, and that's wonderful. The only regret, it's not really a regret, I have about the power of now that became so well known, and with it the being that gave it birth, no more, just is the projection of specialness, whereas there was such beauty in being totally ordinary, and nobody doubted that I was ordinary. Well, a few people said, oh, you must go and see him. He's so ordinary. Just to live with the present moment, see nothing could be more ordinary than just to live aligned with whatever is here now. That's all you ever have to do. It's pretty ordinary, just this. The famous Zen saying, chopping wood, carrying water. It's expressed in that, it's a very profound Zen saying. This is meant to encapsulate the whole of Zen existence. Chopping wood, carrying water. Two of the most ordinary activities at that time when people did that. In our case, it'll be something else. Most people, well, don't chop wood. Well, perhaps here's some people still do. It is beautiful to be just that. Whatever you happen to be doing at this moment, there's no more than this moment, chopping wood. Carrying water. Just that. Peace. Aliveness. No interference of mind that says, how many more weeks or years do I have to chop this wood? If I don't do something now, I'll still be stuck here in 10 years' time chopping wood.